Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg and Polokwane reach a high of 19 this afternoon, Pretoria 20. We start with international news.
Short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime.
U.S. President Donald Trump confirms U.S. airstrikes have destroyed Iran's main nuclear enrichment facilities. Trump stunned the world in the early hours of this morning by announcing on social media that U.S. aircraft had struck Iran's Fordo nuclear enrichment plant, plus the Natanz and Isfahan facilities. In a televised address to the nation from the White House, Trump called the U.S. attacks a spectacular military success.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
Back in SA, the South African National Defence Force and the police have launched a full investigation into the tragic death of three soldiers at the Macadamia military base near Komatipoort in Mpumalanga. According to SANDF spokesperson Prince Chabalala, one of the soldiers shot and killed two of his colleagues before taking his own life. He says the circumstances surrounding the incident are being investigated.
The SANDF expresses its deepest condolences to the family and friends and colleagues of the deceased. This is a deeply painful moment of the organization.
Two South African engineers who had been detained in Equatorial Guinea since 9 February 2023 have been released and are safely home on South African soil. Their release follows a pardon from President Teodoro Obiang Mbasogo. Minister of International Relations and Cooperation Ronald Lamola personally welcomed Frik Potgieter and Peter Haxum when they arrived at the Lanseria airport last night. Spokesman for the families, Sean Murphy, expressed their deepest appreciation to everyone who worked tirelessly behind the scenes in securing their freedom.
This brings to an end a long and painful ordeal. In July last year, the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention found that their imprisonment was arbitrary and unlawful in violation of international human rights law.
And Tesla is expected to launch its long-discussed robo-taxi service in Austin, Texas today. It's an initial step which Elon Musk's backers believe can lead to the company's new growth wave and a potential $1 trillion in additional market value. The long-awaited launch follows the dramatic meltdown earlier this month in relations between Musk and Donald Trump. According to Musk, Tesla will probably only operate 10 autonomous vehicles the first week, but he expects that number to rise to 1,000 within a few months before expanding to other cities, including San Francisco and Los Angeles. I'm Martina van der Walt. Jelers, hoofnies die uur. Amerikaanse president Donald Trump het vroeg vanochtend aangekondig dat Amerikaanse luchtaanvallen drie van Iranse kernverrijkingsfaciliteiten vernietig het.
Jacaranda FM Weekends be like.
Color and fracture the light. You can't help but shine. And I know that you carry the world on your back. But look at you tonight. The lights, your face, your eyes exploding like fireworks. To our feet now, you know the truth is we could disappear anywhere as long as I got you there. When